Well, we're starting a brand new series today called Do It Again. Because if God has done it before, he can do it again. Do you guys believe that? If what we see in scripture, if it happened then, it can happen today. What we've seen in the life of our church in the past, if he did it then, he can do it again. And so this is every year we do a Heart for the House series leading into and culminating into our Heart for the House Generosity Sunday. And on December 7th, that's our Heart for the House offering Generosity Sunday. And every year we have this big end of the year miracle offering with initiatives that are attached to it that allow us to do these initiatives that are kind of above and beyond big vision pieces. And God has been so faithful and you have been so faithful over the last few years. We've been able to do some very special things. So that's this series, and we've titled this series, Do It Again. But as we were preparing for this series and I was writing stuff for today, I was thinking back to a year ago. When you think back to a year ago, toward the end, November of 2024, and then you look at where we are right now, a lot can happen in a year. In your personal life, in the world, a lot can happen in a year. And I believe that a lot can happen in the next year. But looking back, some of you this last year welcomed new babies into your home. You gave birth and have new children. Some of you welcomed new babies, some of you said goodbye to loved ones that passed away. Some of you today had new opportunities this last year open up, new jobs, new opportunities, new relationships, maybe a new season of faith. Where you're really serious about your faith. And this last year you decided, I'm changing some things and it's a new season for my faith. Whatever it might be for your personal life, a lot can happen in a year, but not only in our personal lives, in society, a lot can happen in a year. This last year in society, we saw the results of elections that it shook nations. We saw this last year in society, new technologies and advancement with AI that will change the world forever. We saw wars begin and wars end. We've seen so many things happen in our society this last year. We saw such violent acts happen and the headlines of these violent acts that for the first time really in a long time, it caused all of society to stop dead in its tracks because of violence. And we look at this last year and it makes us wonder, so many things happened this last year, what else could happen? What's next? But here's one thing I know for sure. No matter what's happening in the world, no matter how much the world changes, no matter how much the world shakes, God's church will always keep advancing. Do you guys believe that today? God's church will always keep advancing. That's why I'm not concerned with statistics sometimes you see about the church and maybe some people walking away from the faith. We know that his church will always keep advancing because it's his church, not ours. And Jesus said that in Matthew 16, 18. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I will build my church. It's his church and we're invited in to be a part of it and to partner with God in building his church. It's an amazing opportunity for us to do this. When we think about partnering, our mission statement as a church is exactly that. Our mission statement as a church is we partner with God to build the church among all people everywhere. We partner with God to build the church among all people everywhere because we believe that when we genuinely partner with God in all aspects of our lives, God will do the miraculous through us. People will get saved. The kingdom of God will expand. Cities can change and get better. Society can get better when the church gets better, stronger, and more authentic and more spirit-led. We partner with God. And this last year, when you think about a lot can happen in a year, this last year in the life of our church, a lot of great things have happened. A lot of great things. Every year in week one, of our Heart for the House series, in this series, Do It Again, every year on this Sunday, I do what we kind of call internally the State of the Church Address. So today's gonna be different. One Sunday a year, we set aside time to thank God and celebrate what God has done in our church. Can we do that today? So today's gonna be a little different, and I want us to truly thank God. Because I think sometimes if we're not careful, we can get into the everyday mundane life and think that we're doing a lot of great things, but really we're just partnering with God. We're gonna be open and transparent and look at what God is doing in our church and celebrate. So can we celebrate for the next few minutes as I go through some of these amazing statistics of what God is doing? Can we celebrate today? So last year, let's start with this. I wanna do a recap of our Heart for the House series and offering from last year. If you remember last year, we looked at Heart for the House and really this building, mainly it needed to center around our central campus. This building, we've been in this building for 13 years, and most everything in this building has a 10-year expiration date. And I told you last year, last year's offering and vision didn't have the big flashy vision pieces. I came to you last year and was very real, and I said, guys, we need a new sound system because ours is breaking every week and because it's 3 years beyond its life expectancy. Guys, I told you last year, we need to reupholster the seats in the auditorium and get the horrible orange color out of here. Remember some of that? Like we got to do some things. And it wasn't flashy. There were just things that needed to be done. But also last year we had some really cool things. And I want to celebrate just a few of these. If we can go through these real quick. The main initiatives, the central audio upgrade, we did that. We raised the money and we did that. Oh, I forgot a slide. That's why you weren't changing it. Guys, we had a miracle total offering last year. We set a crazy big goal and we had the highest one-time offering in the history of our church that allowed us to do every single thing we cast a vision for last year. And that total offering, if you can go back to it, was a little over $1.2 million. Remember, all campus. And you're thinking, gosh, that's a lot of money. And it is. But one of the things I stand up here and I tell you every time I talk about finances is this. When we stand up here and say, if this money is raised, we're gonna do with it what we say we're gonna do, we always do it. Why? Because it's not my money. It's not Citizen Church's money. It's God's money. And when we cast a vision, we've gotta make sure we do exactly what we say we're gonna do. So this last year, enough money was raised. We installed a brand new audio system in our central campus. Hopefully you guys can tell. I can. Can I get an amen? All right. Also, we raised enough money to begin all of the reupholstering of the seats. It's just about a year and a half process. It takes a long time. I wanna show you a side-by-side of what they looked like a year ago versus now. If you guys would switch to that real quick. There it is. This is what they looked like a year ago. This is what they look like now. We're continuing. We're about two-thirds of the way done. But I know it's just reupholstering seats. But I think that deserves a hand clap, don't you guys? It just needed it. It just needed it. And I love that I could come to you last year and just say, there are just some things that need to be done that are above and beyond the normal budgets. Also last year, I came to you with a need. Did you guys enjoy my brother, Brandon Woodward, preaching last week from Union City? Did an amazing job. So we launched Union City Church in Washington, D.C. out of our church in 2021. They grew rapidly and needed a building desperately, and a building opportunity opened up. They were $300,000 short from reaching the tipping point to where the bank would give them the money they needed and they could afford for this new building. And so I came to you and said, guys, can a part of this Heart for the House, can we raise $300,000, get Union City the money they need to get into their new building? We did it. We gave them $300,000. They got into their new building. They had a record attendance of over 800 people last Sunday, going to three services this next spring. People are getting saved and baptized because we believe if you can turn the nation's capital, you can turn a nation. And we believe revival is going to happen, and we've been a huge part of that. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Citizen Church has invested over $800,000 into getting Union City Church started and running in a healthy way. We're not a small part of this. They are an extension of us, and we can be proud of what God is doing in that church. And I just wanna say thank you for your generosity and investment. One more time, let's give God a big hand clap for last year. All right, I wanna go through a little bit. That's the recap from Heart for the House last year. Now let's celebrate what God has done in our church this year. And I'm gonna go fast, and I want you guys to stay with me. And if all of those people for the State of the Union address for the president stand up and clap over every little boring thing, maybe you don't have to stand up, but maybe we can just clap for Kingdom of God things today along the way. Can you guys agree? All right, so I wanna start just with showing you a snapshot of year-over-year attendance metrics. And I know attendance is not everything. We don't talk about attendance hardly ever at our church, but it is a marker and it empowers us to make great decisions. And I wanna show you just a snapshot. We chose the first Sunday of November, year-over-year, because we got the data from 2 weeks ago. Every year, that same Sunday, what the growth looks like. In 2022, our total all-campus attendance was 2,832 people. In 2023, it was 3,300 people, which was a 17% increase, same Sunday, a year later. Last year, in 2024, we had on that same Sunday, 4,021 people, which was a 22% increase. And this year, 2 weeks ago, that Sunday, we had 5,603 people, which is a 39.3% increase. Isn't that amazing? And again, it's not just about attendance, but man, as the church grows, excitement grows and more opportunities. And it's just amazing to see what God is doing. Also this year, year to date, we've seen 2,750 first-time attendees, all campus, that filled out a New Here card. That is a big number and worthy of celebration. My favorite number though, for the entire day of celebration, my favorite number is the salvations. This year, we as a church, year to date, we've seen 2,263 salvations in our church. Water baptisms, we're on pace to have a record year of water baptisms. So far, year to date, we've had 511 people choose to be water baptized and go public with their faith. Also, a big deal for us that we love to do, and we're doing one again here soon, are child dedications. Year to date, we've dedicated 103 children to the Lord. This is, yeah, we can clap to that too. This is something we see in the Old and New Testament and just in one of the oldest traditions in Christianity. Also, we launched something years ago called Alpha. Anybody been through an Alpha course? Alpha is an amazing part of our church, something that we believe in like crazy. 2 years ago, we launched a vision to where we would take, the idea is to take 10,000 people through the Alpha courses over the next 10 years, and we're 2 years into this. The Alpha courses are a six-week course where you can be discipled in the course. People are discipled, learning about the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and it's the most amazing courses I've ever gone through. It's for new believers, seasoned believers. I grow spiritually every time I go through Alpha. It's amazing. This year alone, we've had 627 people so far go through the Alpha courses, and as far as our 10-year vision, we're on track. Because now ending our second year into the vision, we've seen 2,225 people go through the Alpha courses so far in our church. The next section I wanna look at, and we'll go through these quickly, but they're exciting, are the local and global missions. Remember, today is about giving everyone in one sitting a full snapshot of, oh, this is the church I'm attending. These are the things we're doing. And we're gonna give glory to God and thank him for everything he's done. Local and global missions are a huge part of this. Serve Day this last year, where we take one day and do just so many outreaches throughout the city here in Maui and through our North Campus. This year on Serve Day, we had 1,025 participants, 80 projects with 40 different community partners. That's amazing. Also, we partner with the government organization, CYFD, that helps families around the city and around the state. They are swamped with need because New Mexico ranks last in the nation in child well-being. And we don't wanna be a church that just sits on the sidelines and watches and says, that's the government's problem. No, we are invested into our city and we partner with CYFD. And we've said, anytime a request comes in that you guys cannot fulfill financially, let us be the first phone call and we will fulfill it every single time. For foster families, for anyone in need to help child well-being. Well, we have, this last year we were called 85 times by CYFD, and we fulfilled all 85 requests from CYFD. Also, just a few weeks ago, we donated $8,000 to Mercy Chefs for the Feed the Force initiative and distributed 400 food boxes and grocery bags to military families in need because of the government shutdown. I think that's pretty cool too. Also, because of the child well-being state of our state, many high schoolers can't afford to take the SAT trainings, and SAT are also AP training courses preparing for college. And so we also talked with organizations and said, whenever a student can't afford any of the prep work for college, let us be your first phone call and we'll step in and do that. And every time a phone call came in, we financially sponsored a high school student to take the prep courses and so they can go to the next level of education. I think that's pretty cool too. We also have hosted 5 banquets of high school sports teams in our building. We want our buildings to be community centers, not just church for church people. And also we've held and sponsored multiple teacher appreciation coffee and lunch events because we believe in our teachers and want the best for our school system. Let's look at global missions. We love, and these are just scratching the surface, by the way, of things we're doing. But global missions is a huge part of the heartbeat of our church. This year, for missionary support, just giving to missionaries, we've given $57,640 to missionaries year to date this year so far. We also this year sent out our second ever full-time missionary, CJ Rodriguez, to Kenya in April. He's living there and will be a longtime missionary that we sent out. We are supporting, and he is doing an amazing job making a huge impact in Kenya. And I'm gonna hit on a couple more things in a second that he's doing. Also in Kenya, we finalized this year a land purchase in Vanga, Kenya. And what we're doing with this land is we're building a community center to bless that entire community with education, with food, feeding, and helping with nutrition and education, and also with church and spiritual growth, meeting practical and spiritual needs. Also, we in a separate area, we paid for and constructed a water well in Dargube, Kenya, that provides clean water for an entire community of people. We paid for that. We constructed that as a church. And I think that's amazing as well. We got a video, for the sake of time, we're not showing it, but we got a video of a classroom full of children from Kenya, from this community, thanking Citizen Church in Albuquerque for building the well and paying for it so they could have clean drinking water for the first time. It's an amazing thing. We also gave $25,000 to our ministry partners, Lightshine, in Chihuahua, Mexico, for a mentoring and discipleship program for hundreds of teens in the Tado Amada community. We believe in this community of people. They are precious, and the organization we partner with is phenomenal. And we as a church sponsor and help hundreds of teenagers every single year and have for 13 or 14 years. We've also given this year so far $15,000 to an organization called Healing Haiti, in Haiti, to help with food and clean water support for the community with everything Haiti is going through right now. That's a very big deal. Also, this is great, goes back to CJ Rodriguez in Kenya. We, this last year, sponsored the first ever Assemblies of God Youth and Young Adult Conference in the entire nation of Kenya. And a lot of that is through what CJ is doing. We're gonna continue paying for and sponsoring that conference. We're sending out some of our team this next year to help build that. But hundreds of teenagers got saved. We believe hundreds and thousands of teenagers and young adults will be impacted in the future. Just for a second, I also just wanna talk a little bit about the finances of our church. Not in great detail, and I don't wanna take up the whole time with this, but just a few minutes on finances. I wanna talk about the percent growth and the health of our finances and giving. And this is really just thanking you for being a generous church, but also thanking God for blessing it. In 2022, we had a 21.6% increase in giving from the year before in 21. In 2023, we had a 28% increase in overall giving from the previous year. In 2024, we had a 17.4% increase from the year before. And in 2025, we're projected to see another 20% increase in giving from the year before. This is worth celebrating as well, and I'll tell you why. The vast majority of churches have flatlined in this area. Most churches in America are reporting between 0 and 5 baptisms, reporting 0 growth in finances, if not going backwards. And this is what I believe. I had a pastor friend a couple years ago tell me, like, why when you preach on giving, do you tell your church how great the giving is? They're not gonna give if you tell them how great the giving is. And I just think, what a funny, weird mindset to have. Because I believe that we need to celebrate when the church is generous. Because I believe we are great stewards with God's money. Our leadership team, our board, our finance team, we take it very seriously. I tell people in our open houses, I will stand before God one day and take account. And we know that it is God's money, it is precious, and we believe we're great stewards, and we also believe this church is good soil to financially invest in because we do what we say we're going to do with the money. And I just wanna say thank you for being generous. Thank you. For the next couple minutes, I wanna look at our next generation ministries. Is this still exciting to you guys? I know it's different, but we gotta thank God. Next gen, Citizen Kids. The average attendance year to date so far per Sunday in Citizen Kids is 550 children from elementary age and down. That's pretty awesome. We've also this year seen 850 new children registered in our system for the very first time over the course of the year. Also in our kids' Sunday services, we've seen over 200 children give their lives to Christ responding to a gospel message. And then also our Summer Bash, which is our summer VBS and summer VBS slash kids camp vibe we do every summer. There's been a lot of growth in that. In 2024, our registrations were at 413 children, which was a 13% increase from the year before. This year in 2025, we had 480 children in Summer Bash, which was a 16% increase. 480 kids at one thing, that's a lot of kids. Can we give our kids team a big round of applause? They deserve it. Also, let's look at Citizen Youth. Citizen Youth is comprised of our middle school and high school students, where they meet every single week on Tuesday nights. And there is a revival taking place in our youth and young adults. And it's just so exciting to see. Our attendance average compared to last year, I wanna look at that. In 2024, our average attendance was 309 students, which was amazing. This year though, year to date, our 2025 average attendance is 435 middle school and high school students every single week. Also this year in our youth ministry, this is amazing guys, we have seen 600 teenagers give their lives to Christ this year so far. One of my favorite things that our youth team is doing this year is they had a vision to take youth ministry into the school system and start Bible clubs led by students, but supported by our youth staff. And we've seen some amazing things in its very first year, essentially. With our middle school ministry, our middle school ministry now has Bible clubs in three middle schools, and 150 middle schoolers so far are attending these Bible clubs. Yes, that's pretty cool. Our high school, We have Bible clubs in five high schools around the city so far. There will be many more, with 315 high schoolers attending these Bible clubs. We're taking church outside the walls, and it's an amazing thing to see. Also, I want you to remember this before I read this next statistic. Our church is 93 years old, and for most of those years, we've done some sort of a youth summer camp where teenagers go away for 5 days in a youth summer camp and just have amazing experience with God. This last summer, we had the largest camp attendance in the history of our church with 400 teenagers attending camp this last summer. This next summer, we're moving campgrounds and it's opening up the possibility to take almost 600 people to camp. And so you guys will be hearing a lot more about that over the next few months. Also with Citizen Young Adults, the last part in this next gen part, Citizen Young Adults is so important because it's a college age and young adults, 18 to 30. This age group statistically in our country battles depression the most, loneliness the most, anxiety the most. And this is also the age group where most people, if they had faith, if they're gonna walk away, this is the age group they walk away. It has also been stated in church circles forever that this is the hardest age group to reach in any church. Well, I'm happy to tell you that in our once a month services, our average attendance in our young adult services is 333 young adults coming, college students and young adults. We've seen 181 young adults come for the very first time this year, and our growth from 2024 to 2025 is 27%, an average of 263 to 333. And this is exciting too. For the first time, they've been once a month services. In October, last month was the first month we opened up and we're starting to do two young adult services a month from here on out because of the growth and things that are happening. And we're so excited to see what happens in the future with our college young adult ministry. the last two sections really quick, and then we're gonna I'm gonna show you something really cool, but I wanna talk just really quickly about our Maui campus and our North campus. Our Maui campus, we started in 2019 as Citizen Church Maui, and it has grown. And amazing things, again, are happening in that campus, and they've been through so much with the Lahaina fires two years ago. Over 50 families in our campus there lost either their homes or businesses. The pandemic right before that. But through all of that, our campus has been a light on the island, and revival has taken place. This year, we've seen an average attendance of 364 people, a 16.3% increase from last year. But here's what's really exciting. Last Sunday, on November 9th, we had a record non-holiday attendance of 434 people in attendance at our Maui campus. All three services were full. And year to date this year, we've seen 28 people choose to be water baptized, and it is beautiful. And I'm honestly jealous because they get to be baptized in the Maui Ocean, and you guys get a water tank in Albuquerque, but it's all right. It's all baptism. Also with our Maui campus, with what they were able to raise last year in Heart for the House and many more, I just wanna show you and celebrate with some of the things we've been able to do in the building. Because of the growth, we needed expansion and remodel. The outside of the building looks beautiful. It was completely redone, repainted. We built a deck on the front end of the building. Also, you can go to the next few pictures. The rooms in the building are starting to be renovated and updated. Isn't this beautiful? If you've never been to Maui, if you go, you've gotta go to our campus, say hi to people. We built out an entire new kids wing. These are the kids' classrooms at our Maui campus. Just amazing, just the generosity and what the campus is accomplishing there is phenomenal. Can we give all those in our Maui campus just a big round of applause? All right, our North campus, and this is our last, North campus will be our last section in the statistics. North campus has only been open, if you're new, you may not know this, our North campus on Alameda in Wyoming has only been open for a year and a half. It was open in May of 2024. And when we opened it, it was a part of 2 years in a row of our Heart for the House offerings, raising money to have as little debt as possible on the building. And within North Campus, we launched other initiatives. One of those initiatives we launched within North Campus was our Foundations Preschool. We had a vision to where we believe in Christian education, and we believe in educating preschoolers on the Word of God, and really where they understand the Word of God, but also educated to where when they go to kindergarten and other aspects of school, where they have the normal education, but also the spiritual education. We want kids to be able to know how to pray when they graduate from preschool, to where spiritual development is happening. Here's what's amazing. We're a year and a half into our Foundations Preschool. We're completing our third semester, the first semester of our second year. And this second year of Foundations Preschool, we are 70% up in registrations at our preschool this year compared to last year. Isn't that amazing? Also this last year, we were able to raise money, and I know it might not seem like a huge deal, but it's a huge deal to us and a huge deal to the kids. We were able to raise money for a brand new playground. You've probably seen it on the backside of the building. Right there, we got a beautiful picture. And the reason why I'm highlighting a playground on this Sunday, why I talk about a playground? Have you ever looked how much playgrounds are? When that playground was installed, I got down on my knees and said, God, thank you. And we're never buying another playground ever. It's really cool, though, to see all the kids and how much they love it. Also, within Citizen North, we launched Citizen Coffee. How many of you guys are grateful for Citizen Coffee? Me too. Citizen Coffee has been an amazing ministry tool, and we never launched this. We're not a for-profit organization. We never launched this for profit. We launched this for ministry and for connection in our community. And what's really cool about this is Citizen Coffee sales increased 23.9% from 2024 to 2025. We also, with this initiative, have always had and will continue to have something called Coffee with a Cause. 10% of all proceeds that come in with Citizen Coffee go directly toward local and global missions. So what does that mean? What means is this last year, so far, it was Citizen Coffee, we've been able to give $38,429 to local and global missions locally and around the world. What that means is this. When you're giving that much away, giving that much of the profit away, what it means is you don't have profit. The result is ministry, and that's what we wanted anyways. Also, we've had 33,774 customers served at Citizen Coffee North. And also, out of those customers, 82% of them are return customers at Citizen Coffee North. Isn't that a pretty cool statistic as well? We've heard so many stories. I love the fact that the building is just a community center. I love the fact every time I drive by, there's just people in and out. Isn't that what the church is supposed to be? In the community, people in and out. It's amazing. Also in August, we launched something at North Campus. We launched Citizen Church Español, and it's been a beautiful thing only for a few months. But the launch Sunday, we had 339 people in attendance on launch Sunday. But what's amazing is the average attendance since then, this is amazing, has been 174 people per Sunday at 5 p.m. at Citizen North for Citizen Español. I also want to tell you, if you know anyone that is Spanish is their primary language, or they speak Spanish, or family members, friends, and maybe you didn't know we had this, every Sunday, 5 p.m. at Citizen North, get them to come to Citizen Español. It's an amazing, amazing experience. So North Sundays, this is remarkable, but our fall Sunday average attendance at Citizen North, just for the first four services on Sunday, our fall average attendance is 1,173 people at Citizen North. It's remarkable. The fall Sunday average attendance, including Citizen Español, is 1,347. Wow, yes, clap to that too. Why do I tell you that? Because when we launched Citizen North, we had no idea what the impact would be. We knew that God was calling us there. It was a property that was given to us. And we knew that God was calling us there. And I remember a pastor friend called me and said, hey, what are you expecting? Best case scenario, 6 months, year and a half into this, what's the attendance? And I was like, oh, the attendance? I was like, man, I don't know. They're like, best case scenario. And I said, best case scenario? Man, if there were 200 or 300 people attending this, I would just be ecstatic. So when I look at statistics like this, when I first got all of these statistics coming in, tears just streamed down my face, because the only posture I can have before God is this. We didn't do this. We partnered with the God who did it, and we give him glory for it. Also with North, 272 people have given their lives to Christ since those doors have been opened, and 72 people have chosen to be water baptized. And this is what I want to say to you. If he's done it before, he can do it again. If he did it before, he can do it again. Do you guys believe that? Looking at all of these statistics over the course of this last year, it is remarkable, and a lot can happen in a year. This summer, for instance, at the beginning of last year, I told you that we were dreaming and asking God to open doors for a Westside campus for our church. Between 25% and 1/3 of our church drive to one of our campuses from the West Side. And we were dreaming, it feels like a crazy dream to say, God, you gave us essentially a building in Maui. You gave us the North Campus. Would you give us another one? It almost sounds crazy to an extent, but we had the crazy enough faith to say, God, if you did it before, you can do it again. And you remember this summer, I told you through a crazy God chain of events, we were given a property on the west side of Albuquerque on Paradise Boulevard, an amazing property, needs renovation and expansion to house Citizen West. But I haven't talked about it a whole lot. And because we have been hitting the ground running behind the scenes, we have finalized builders. We have now finalized all the architectural plans. We've met with all the architects. We are ready to move full steam ahead with this. But here's the key. We move at the speed of generosity. And we believe God has given us this miracle. We believe that we're great things. All the stories we just talked about, North Campus, the salvations, all these things are gonna happen. We believe that all the plans are done. And today, we just got this in yesterday. So today, for the very first time, do you guys want to see the first 3D fly-through video of our brand new Westside campus today? All right, let's take a look. guys excited? Pretty awesome, huh? All of that is done. We're ready to go, and we're so thrilled to be a part of this and projecting toward the end of next year, early 27, to have our first services in the building. So when we launched West, when we are thinking about launching West, one of the biggest things that we talked about is we really wanted the campus pastors to be the exact right fit. One of the first questions I get asked is, who are the campus pastors going to be for our Westside campus? And so I am thrilled today to let you know who our campus pastors are. You know them because up until this point, they have been the campus pastors at our Maui campus and are transitioning back to Albuquerque. So if you guys would help me welcome to the stage, Pastor Sarah and Craig Beckman. Well, guys, this is a big day and a big deal. And I know people are probably have a lot of questions, but I the story of how all of this happened is pretty cool and a God thing. Can you kind of just share a little bit about what caused you guys to be open to this, to say yes to this? What series of events led up to it?
Yeah, so being in Maui has been just really the greatest privilege for us. Aside from my family, it's the honor of my life, our lives, to serve there. But we have kids that live here on the mainland, and one of my goals was, how can I stay in ministry, stay with Citizen, but get a little closer to my family and my grandkids? And so we kind of just asked you if you would keep us in mind, and we were patiently waiting because everything had to line up. Like, we needed the right person in Maui and the right thing here. We weren't in a rush to just, you know, we just want to follow God. Yeah. So, when you approached us with West, it was an immediate yes for us because everything felt right, because we had just prayed and waited for so long, like a couple years, just trusting God.
So you have 3 grandkids. Tell us what's going on right now.
Right this moment, my daughter-in-law is in labor with our 4th grandson.
Right this moment.
Right this moment. No news yet.
No news yet.
We found out during 9:30 worship. She's in labor. Okay.
There it is. Craig, I know, Sarah, you have been the campus pastor. Craig, you have a job outside of the church. Obviously, you guys are still building everything together. Craig, walk us through a little bit about your mindset on this and how your perspective on it.
Sure. I mean, when we first got the kind of calling to Maui, it was definitely on Sarah. I've, you know, seen an anointing on her for a long time. She has followed my career for most of my career. And when the kids left the house, I knew God was going to do something in her life. So she clearly got called to Maui. And now, in hindsight, it's very easy to see why. She was the perfect person for such a time as this. It was just perfect. So it was super fun to go there. But Maui's far away, and it's kind of hard to be there. And we wanted to make sure we felt called again. We wanted to make sure, A, Maui is solid, and that we're leaving it much better and in God's hands and in great leadership. And we wanted to really follow God's lead. Mm-hmm. So we knew our desire was to come back at some point, and just so many things lined up this summer. It was just crazy. Time and time again, this thing and then this thing and then this thing. And yeah, it was very clear. That was where God wanted us to go next, and we couldn't be more excited to come back, which is kind of funny because I tell people I'm moving from Maui back to Albuquerque, and they're like, what? But we want to come back.
Very cool. So one of the things you just said was you wanted to leave it at its peak. We just said last Sunday was a record attendance, but we also are leaving it in great hands. Can you talk a little bit about the transition and who we're transitioning this to?
Yeah, we're excited that Pastor Apoc and MJ Antu, who are currently our associate pastors, who stepped in when Pastor Juan and Marisol Treviso came back. And so he's been with us a year, and we kind of knew within 4 to 5 months that he was probably the guy. But we just needed him to catch up with us.
Yeah.
As it is. But they're phenomenal. He's a worship leader. He can preach like crazy. He preached in Spanish a couple weeks ago. He's bilingual. He has just everything we need, and we just couldn't be more thrilled. MJ and Apoc, their daughters Stella and Luna, are 8 and 10. We can't wait for them to lead the church into its next greatest level. I mean, it's really, there's a spirit coming there that we know it's growing. Yeah, it's going to happen.
One of the things we say a lot, and we believe, if it's God for you guys, it's God for them. I'm losing my voice.
I know.
It's okay. If it's God for you guys, it's God for them, and we believe that. Apoc and MJ are top-tier people, top-tier leaders, and I'm so excited to see what God does through the campus. When it comes to the West Side, you guys are invested already there within the land. Talk to us quickly about that.
Yeah, when we kind of started to think about coming back, we lived up near La Cueva High School before, like right around the corner from North, and we're like, well, we could live around the corner from North, but we both really felt strongly, no, we need to be in our community. So we drove out on the West Side, which we didn't do much in our past, but we love it now, And just, again, God said, like, here, we walked on this property and we're like, yeah, this is where we should be. So we signed a contract back in July to start building a house and told Dustin, hopefully it goes through because now we're going to own a house.
Don't change your mind.
I'm not changing my mind. Once you guys signed on that, I was like, point of no return. We're going. But it's happening, and it means so much, though, that you're putting down roots there. You guys are the epitome of strength, stability, and we're so excited to see what God does through you guys with West, like he has with Maui.
West and side, best side.
West side,
we
best
say
side.
In Maui, that's what we can say here. Sorry.
And so are you guys excited about everything God is doing? Can you guys give Pastor Sarah and Craig huge round of applause? Thank you guys so much. We're gonna end with this. I'm gonna ask my wife Mandy to come up and we're gonna pray over the next few weeks. So today, again, state of the church. Next week, I'm gonna be preaching. Also, over the next few weeks, though, attached to those sermons will be a few more initiatives because you're gonna be so excited to hear who and what we're investing in over the next few weeks. But our goal number this year is big. It's a very big number, but we just decided to say, hey, we've got crazy faith and we believe this. We don't believe in manipulation. We don't believe in telling you what to give. We believe in asking you to ask God to tell you what to give. And we're just asking everybody that calls Citizen Church home on that Sunday to just be obedient to God. If it's nothing, it's nothing. If it's something, do what he says and he'll bless it. But our goal number this year, and this allows us to accomplish everything we need to accomplish to get moving and going on West Campus. Our goal this year, are you ready? Is $2 million. Do you guys still have faith for that? $2 million. It sounds crazy. It's a lot of money, but over the next few weeks, you're gonna see that we believe that if we build in other people and invest in other churches, God is going to invest here, and you're gonna see that over the next few weeks. So Mandy, I want you to just pray over this today, and you're a faith person. I believe Mandy has the gift of faith, and I want you to pray us out today.
Yeah, we wanna cover the next few weeks and months in prayer, and something we're doing in addition to praying right now is the next three Mondays, starting tomorrow morning, we're opening up Central Campus, the main auditorium, and also North Campus, the main auditorium, for prayer between 8 and 9:30 a.m. If you can stop by and pray with us, we would love for you.
Right?
Just come and go as you please. And just come and pray with us. And we just believe it's a great opportunity for corporate prayer and just covering this next few weeks in prayer. But let's stand together and let's pray today and just ask that God would stir in our hearts vision and faith for the future. Come on, let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for what you've done. God, we just give you honor and praise, Lord. We stand amazed at who you are, and we're full of gratitude. Our hearts are just overwhelmed with gratitude, Lord. But Lord, we just give this to you this season where we're raising money for your kingdom to build your house, Lord. I pray, God, you would stir in us a heart for your kingdom, faith to believe whatever you ask us to do, God. Let our posture always be yes. Yes, Lord, use us in a powerful way, God. We give this to you. We honor and magnify your name. And the church said amen. 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 Come on, amen. Can we give them praise today, God?
Thank you.